This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Former Colorado Governor Dick Lamb, who died Thursday, is being remembered well by those who worked alongside him. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Lamb was known for a sharp intellect, a short temper, and as a visionary on issues like growth and climate change. Maria Garcia Berry was his former aide and staffer. She remembers how he peppered staff with questions.
He always pushed all of us to think harder and to think deeper.
Lamb was first elected to the State House in the 1960s and later served three terms as governor. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Front Range could get a break today from its string of bad ozone pollution. Scott Landis is Colorado's air quality meteorologist. He says a cold front should clear the ozone this weekend, but it could bring a whole other pollution problem.
One thing we are watching very closely, though, there's a lot of wildfire smoke up in Canada, and some of that is going to come down with the cold front Friday night into Saturday. So we're going to have to keep a very close eye on that.
Ozone and wildfire smoke are unhealthy for children, the elderly, and people with heart and lung conditions. And a Fort Carson Green Beret drowned this week during an accident at the Army's Combat Dive School in Florida. Staff Sergeant Micah E. Walker was participating in a Special Forces diving course. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Showers and thunderstorms for the Front Range today. This is CPR.